Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What's up, y'all? It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow. I'm going to be reviewing Wednesday night's episode, A Matter of Trust, Season 5, Episode 3. It was just this past Wednesday night on the CW. And this episode, I really, really like this episode. Even though they kept on throwing digs in there, I still like this episode. Now, I know some of y'all out there right now are probably thinking, what do you have against digs, Mike? I don't. I mean, I just didn't know where it was getting at. But then at the end of this episode, you see what's going to happen, which is going to be cool. Either way, let's start off with the beginning of this episode. Thought the beginning was pretty badass. I'm digging the fact that Arrow is not a nice guy. It's not like wrapping people up and letting the police take care of them. You know, and hey, if they die, they die. If they get hurt, they get hurt. So I'm definitely feeling the new mindset of Arrow. Speaking of Diggs, he's definitely going through some crap. It was cool to see Deadshot, right? Is that his name, Deadshot, in this episode? But he really needs to get his crap together. I mean, Diggs really, really needs to get his crap together. I mean, I get that he's upset that he had to kill his brother, but Jesus, his brother was going to go after his daughter and his wife. Like, what did he think that was supposed to happen? This was supposed to happen. He was supposed to die at the hands of Diggs. So I don't understand why Diggs is like, he's like turning into like emo Diggs. And at the end of this, when he's like, don't worry about me, Lila, just forget him. What the? Shut up. So Diggs needs to get his shit together, for real. Speaking of, well, I don't want to go in that direction, but still, Oliver. Okay, this episode, Thea is having to make some judgment calls and getting Detective Lance in there, and that caused a whole big thing with the media and everything else. But seriously, he needs to cut her some slack. She's doing everything pretty much by herself. It seems like Ollie wants to be the mayor, but it seems like he's being more Arrow than the mayor. I don't know if they're just not showing it, but it just seems like Thea is handling everything. So you know what? I'm team Thea on this. She made the right call. I'm glad she didn't freaking resign. I don't see that happening, because if she's not there, who else could Oliver trust to do it, you know? So I don't know. But he needs to cut her some slack. That's what I think. Just my opinion. The making of the super zombie cool drug guy. I thought he was cool. All right? I liked the guy. I definitely liked the fight scenes with him and Arrow. Dope. It would have been cool to see more of those guys, but I see that it's not going to happen. But hey. But I was a fan of the villain in this episode. Hands down, favorite part of this episode was the ending, where the team finally gets their uniforms, and they go out and help Arrow, and they pretty much take out the zombie drug team at that warehouse thing. But it was cool. I'm a big fan of Ragman. That's what I like to call him. I think he's dope. I'm very surprised that he needs training, because he's been killing people, and he does a pretty good damn job about it, right? Let's see what else. That part where right when the fight starts and Arrow shoots the arrow into the zombie guy, and then he just like slow-mo and then punches him. That was so badass. Yeah, totally badass. The whole last 10 minutes of that fight scene, dope. Finally, I'm glad to see some action with the team dressed up and ready to kick ass. But it seems like they're semi-dressed up, because you notice how they went into the lair and they were looking at all the old uniforms? So is that hinting that some of them are going to be putting those on, or are they just kind of showing old team with the new team? I don't know. If you know, leave a comment. Wherever you're listening is, let me know. Felicity finally confesses to Ragman about pretty much killing his entire city, and including his family. I really thought he was going to give her a hug, because he seemed like he's a very righteous, good person. But it didn't work out that way, and he walks out without saying a word to Felicity. But at least she got it off her chest, right? Right? Curtis, I hope, is either going to help Felicity, or he's going to talk to Ragman. And I think he'll forgive her. He seems like a nice guy. But finally, Felicity got it off her chest so we could start with a clean slate. Lila walking in the episode and pretty much telling Oliver that Diggs is in trouble and his team needs to break out Diggs is going to be really interesting next week. I'm wondering by the commercial, it seems like the team doesn't want Arrow doing it, but Arrow's still going to do it. Arrow's going to do it. Like, come on, seriously. So, yeah, next week's going to be crunk. I can feel it. So far, so good. I'm loving these first three episodes of Arrow Season 5. It seems like everything is just stepped up like a notch show. So I'm excited, people. I'm excited, for real. If you want to hear more of our recaps, check out Talking Arrow on iTunes. If you just go to iTunes and search Talking Arrow, you can find it there. Or here, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Of course, my blog, iWatchMike.com. Everything is there that you need to find. Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy. Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. iWatchMike on Facebook. And I think that's pretty much it, right? I think that's it. Oh, shout-outs to thevro.com as well, because they share our show. So that's it. I will be back next week to talk another episode of Talking Arrow. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.